Well, if you take your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, Luke in the 8th chapter, as we continue studying the Gospel of Luke on Sunday mornings, and we've made it here to the 8th chapter, and we're going to look at verses 16, 17, and 18 this morning. You know, sometimes you just have a few of those days or a week or whatever it seems like, where it just seems like the darkness is doing everything it can to just keep life dark in your life, and in some weeks are much worse than others. This has been one of those weeks. It's been a long, tough week, but through it all, even though when it seems like that the darkness is prevailing, we have the promises of God and how to overcome that darkness, how to live in the light instead of in the darkness. And that's what this parable is talking about here this morning. Jesus says in Luke chapter 8, verse 16, "No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him." Now, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, the Word of God makes a very bold declaration. And here's what that declaration is. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Jesus said, concerning lost humanity, he says that men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. Now, I don't know of any picture in the Bible that more adequately portrays the great chasm between God and man, the contrast between God, who is light, and man, who loves the darkness. There's a gulf there that man could never span. There's no man-made bridge that could ever cross that great divide between light and darkness. God is light, man is darkness. And so how could those two things ever be reconciled? How can God, who is light, and man, who is darkness, ever be reconciled? Well, that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to give light to those who are in darkness. John says in chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life is the light of men. And he is the light that lights all men that come into the world." Why did Jesus come? Why did he come? He came to bring light into darkness. Now, please understand that Jesus did not come to merge light and darkness. Jesus came to repel the darkness and replace it with God's light. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus and said that God has called us out of darkness and into light. Paul says we are the children of light. Paul says we are not to walk in darkness, that we are to walk in light, because we are no longer of the darkness, but we are the children of light. God is light, man is darkness. Jesus came into the world so that the light would overwhelm the darkness. So that's God's light. Jesus is God's light. Now let me tell you three things about God's light. First of all, God's light must be received. God's light must be received. Verse 16 of Luke chapter 8. No one, when he has lit a lamp, now the one who is doing the lighting here, the one who is lighting the lamp of God, that's God. God is in the business of lighting lamps. And so Jesus here speaks about God who is in the business of lighting a person's life. You see, there was a time, the Bible teaches, when all of us were engulfed in darkness. We walked according to the rule of darkness. We were dark to the things of God. We were blind. We could not see because we were engulfed in that darkness. But somewhere, someday, we heard about the light of Jesus Christ. Somebody told us about him. There's not a person who's ever been saved until, first of all, somebody tells them about Jesus, the light of the world. It may be in a preacher in a pulpit. It may be a mama. It may be a daddy. It may be a grandparent, a friend, or a neighbor, a Sunday school teacher, or a deacon. But somebody, somewhere, someday told you about Jesus and what he could do in your life. And there was a time in your life, if you're a Christian, there was a time in your life when the best that you know how, you turned away from the kingdom of darkness and turned away from sin and turned away from Satan and turned to the Lord and said, I don't want to be in darkness anymore. I don't want to be under the dominion of darkness. I don't want to belong to the devil. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be blind. I want to turn away from that. I repent of that, and I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life and save me and be born again of your Holy Spirit. And when you did that, the light came on. But you see, a person has to receive that light. You see, God's not a puppeteer who holds humanity on a string. That's not the way God is. God is not a manipulative God. He's not a God that tries to coerce us into doing this or doing that. He offers us salvation in Jesus Christ. He offers us freedom from sin. He offers us forgiveness. He offers us the prospect of heaven. He offers us his love. He offers all that that comes in Christ. But a person has to receive that light. And when you receive him, the light of God comes to be a part of your life. And you begin to see things that you used not to see. You begin to understand truths that you never understood before. And it's not because you've become wiser. It's not because you've all of a sudden became smarter or more educated. It's because the light has been turned on in the darkness. And that which was hidden in the dark has now been clearly seen in the light. The light must be received. Well, let me tell you a second thing. Not only in this little parable, Jesus teaches that the light must be received, it also teaches us that the light must be revealed. There in verse 16, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel. Now the word vessel, it means a pot. I never one time heard my mom saying all my life, now go get me the flour vessel. She always said, go get me the flour pot. I know what a flour pot is. I don't know if I know what a flour vessel is. But he says, no man, when he lights a lamp, puts a pot on top of it. Why? What happened to it? It'll go out. If you put a pot on top of a lamp, it'll go out. It won't burn. You don't do that to a lamp. And neither do you put it under your bed. You don't want to go to sleep on it. That's not what you do with light. What do you do with light? You put it out in a prominent position so that people will be able to see it. I'm not making this up. This is what the Bible says. It says, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a pot or puts it under a bed, but he sets it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. Now, I'm going to tell you, we've got some churches and even some Baptist churches. But when you walk in the front door, you can't see the light. the light of Christ. He's been hidden. We've had churches take crosses down out of the baptistry because they didn't want to offend anybody. We've had churches remove blood from hymnals and things like that to talk about Jesus because we want to make everybody comfortable and everybody happy. But listen, the only way a person is ever going to come out of the darkness is if they see the light. And the light is Jesus Christ. And you're supposed to put him where people can see him. And if people can't see him, then we're not doing any good. And so what does the light do? Well, the light does two things. Number one, it dispels the darkness. Whenever you walk into your house at night, you open the door, the first thing you do is you turn on the light. Why? So the darkness will go away. Your house has been engulfed in darkness. Every room in the house is filled with darkness, but you turn on a switch and the darkness disappears. That's what light does. It dispels the darkness. Let me tell you something else light does. Not only does it dispel the darkness, light reveals the truth. Verse 17, for nothing is in secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. You see, when light comes in, it doesn't just blind us so that all that we see is light. I mean, I could stand here and I could stare up into these lights and I could just stare at them and stare at them and stare at them. And whenever I look down, man, all I see is spots everywhere. Right? If I stared into them for a long period of time or even a short period of time, I wouldn't be able to see anything but light. But that's not what the purpose of light is. The purpose of light is not to blind us with its glory. The purpose of light is to dispel the darkness and allow us to see what's there. And so, if all these windows were blocked off and it was completely black in here and we turned off all the lights this morning and we were in a dark auditorium and we couldn't see anything. But when we turned the lights back on, I would not only see the light, but I would see all of you sitting here, just as I'm seeing you sitting here now. And so the light, it dispels the darkness, but it also reveals the truth. It lets me to see what I couldn't see before. And listen to me. That's what the Holy Spirit of God does in a person's life. First of all, he comes in a person's life to dispel the darkness. When you became a child of God, folks, I want to tell you, your life was radically changed. You, as a Christian, you're not. It's not that you shouldn't be, but you are not the same person that you were before. You are forever changed. You don't think the same way anymore. You don't believe the same way anymore. You don't behave the same way anymore. Life is new. Life is different. The old darkness has been dispelled. But the Holy Spirit of God also allows me to see things as they really are. He reveals truth in my life. You see, before I got saved, I thought people that went to the church were wasting their time. Why in the world would anybody go to church on a Sunday? Man, Sundays you got other things to do. Why would you go to church? You're just wasting your time. But you see, I don't think that way anymore. I would rather be in God's house on God's day with God's people, listening to God's man preach God's word and sing God's songs than anything else I know. And you see, I understand that now because the light has been revealed. It has dispelled the darkness and it has revealed the truths to me. The light has exposed that which is true. Man, before I was saved, I thought, man, the people who really enjoy life, man, they're the ones that are out there just carousing around and they tell dirty jokes all the time, man. They just out having fun. But folks, When the light of the Holy Spirit comes on, I saw there wasn't anything to all that. It's just old film. And you don't need all that old stuff. Why in the world would you want to fool around in the darkness when you can have the light of God in you? The light must be received and the light must be revealed. Now here's something interesting. In the New Testament, Jesus makes several little I am statements. He said, I'm the good shepherd. He said, I'm the water of life. So forth and so on. Seven I am statements, he said. And here's the interesting thing. Jesus, who said, I am the door, never said to his believers, you are the door. Jesus, who said, I'm the good shepherd, never said to us as believers, you're the good shepherd. Jesus, who said, I'm the water of life, never said to his followers, you are the water of life. Jesus, who said, I'm the bread that has come down from heaven, never said, you're the bread that comes down from heaven. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He never said, you are the resurrection and life. But the same Jesus who said, I am the light of the world, said, you are the light of the world. Out of all those statements, the only one that Jesus said was us also was the light of the world. To show the world who is in darkness the light of Jesus Christ. And that means that we have been given a huge responsibility to go into the darkness with the light of God. The highest form of selfishness. The highest form of selfishness is a Christian who is content to go to heaven alone. Now let me say that again. The highest form of selfishness is a Christian who is content to go to heaven alone. God's light is to be received. But God's light is to be revealed. And we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world, and we must reveal that light. One other thing. God's light must be received. God's light must be revealed. And I also find here that it must be renewed. Look at there in verse 18. Now this is really kind of an interesting verse because it doesn't seem to fit. But yet it does fit. Jesus has been talking about light. He's been talking about seeing. And all of a sudden he talks about hearing. Verse 18 he says, therefore take heed how you hear. Now, it would have made a whole lot more sense if he would have said, take heed how you see, being he's talking about light and seeing, but he says, take heed how you hear, not how you see. Be careful how you hear, for whoever has what? The light that comes from knowing God and knowing his word, whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him. What in the world does all that mean? It means that God's light in our life has to be renewed. Why? Light's nature is to grow dim. Light's nature is to grow dim. If we leave these lights on and left them on all the time, and we just let them burn around the clock 24/7, even though they've got a power supply coming into them at all times, eventually we'd come in here and it would be growing dimmer because some of these bulbs would begin to go out. The nature of light is to get dimmer. You know, everybody, we go to all the LED lights and they say, man, they'll last for years and years and years. But you know what they find in that or happening to those LED lights? They're still burning, they just get a little dimmer. You don't notice it as much. They don't completely go out. But they start over time to get a little dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. Because light's nature is to grow dim. Light must have a power source. And that source needs to be renewed. But here's the thing, darkness doesn't need a power source. Whenever you remove the light, you automatically have darkness. Darkness doesn't need a power source. You don't turn on the dark. You turn off the light. And you look at this world today. And you look at the crime. And you look at the poverty. And you look at the hatred. And you look at the jealousy. And you look at the prejudice. And all the rising and rising and rising, and genuine Christian faith seems to be diminishing, diminishing, diminishing. And sometimes we say, God, the darkness is going to win. You know why we say that? Not because the darkness is more powerful than the light. It's because we turned off our light and not let it shine before men. What happened? That our light has grown dim. Well, Brother Shane, God's light doesn't need to be renewed. Jesus is the light of heaven, and the Bible says He's always shining, and you're absolutely right. But you know what? We ain't in heaven yet. We're not there yet. And so we are His representatives on the earth right now. We are the ones who shine the light. And while we are on this earth, God's light needs to be renewed. The power source needs to be renewed. You remember when Moses came down off the mountain? His face was shining. But what happened? The light began to grow dim. And what did Moses do? He put a veil over his face. To hide the light? No. To hide the fact that the light was fading. He didn't want others to see that the light was fading. Well, how do I renew the light of God in my life? Well, look at what he said. Take heed to how you hear. Listen, I believe with all my heart that the brightness of God's light in your life is directly dependent on how you hear and heed the Word of God. The brightness of your light is directly dependent on how you hear and heed the Word of God. So how do we renew the light? We get out in the world. We get in the Word. We get in the Word and we cry out, Lord, I'm going to listen to Your Word with faith. Lord, I believe it's Your Word. I'm going to listen to it with reverence. I'm going to revere Your Word. I'm going to revere Your Word. I'm going to listen to Your Word with prayer. God, may the preaching of Your Word change my life. Look at what Jesus says. For whoever has, to him will be given. What does that mean? Jesus said, those of you who really take seriously the commission of Jesus, that you are the light of the world, when you begin to dispense God's light, when you give your life to dispelling the darkness and exposing the truth, when you become a dispenser of light, the more light you dispense and the more light God puts in to your life. Listen, it's an inexhaustible supply. You give it out, God puts it in. We don't have to be selfish. we don't have to think, well, you know, if I tell others about Jesus, I'll lose some of the light I have. Listen, the more light you give, the more light He puts in. That's what Jesus said. But listen, Jesus gave a warning, and He said, whoever has not, those who have allowed the light of God to become dim, and they don't ever share Christ with anybody. They don't ever light up a dark room and they walk into it. The Bible says, from him shall be taken even what he seems to have. Well, what in the world does that mean? It means that you lose your effectiveness for the light of God. I want you to know something. I know some Christians. I believe they are blood-washed, born-again Christians who used to be great preachers for God. I know people who used to be great singers for God. I know people who used to be great Bible teachers for God. I know people who used to be great soul winners for God, but they have gotten away from God and darkness has engulfed their life. And they've lost their effectiveness for the kingdom of God. Folks, listen. God's light must be received. That's when you're saved, right? The Bible describes hell as the place of outer darkness. Jude describes hell as the place where blackness of darkness is reserved forever. No matter how dark it may seem in this world, you've never seen darkness until you've seen the darkness of hell. And if you're here today without Christ, you need to receive that light. But listen, God's light also must be revealed. And that's when you witness. That's when you share the light of God with others. That's whenever you reveal it to others. You let them know. You let them see. You share it. And then God's light must be renewed. The more you give out, the more He puts in. And maybe you're here this morning and your effectiveness in Christ isn't what it used to be. And maybe you feel like you're in darkness. Would you allow the light of God to search your heart today? Maybe you need to come to this altar and get before Him and say, Lord, I just need You to touch my heart. God, I want You to dispel the darkness that is surrounding me. Again, God, I just pray that You fill me anew, fill me fresh, fill me with Your light so that I can go out and live for You and love You and serve You and show people that You are the light in the midst of the darkness. God, I want to be effective for You. And I want to hear from heaven today. Renew Your light in me. We may see it as a children's song, and we may always sing it as a children's song, but I'm telling you, we as adults need it every day. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we've seen the truth today because light has been dispelled and darkness has exposed the truth. And Lord, maybe there's some here this morning who've been in darkness and all of a sudden the light has been revealed. And the light has revealed that they're not really saved, and I pray that today they would come. Lord, there are some who came here this morning and maybe they were in a fog about what church You want them to be a member of, and now the light has been revealed that this is the place, and Lord, I pray that they would come and move their membership. And God, maybe there are some Christians here today whose lives have grown once again accustomed to the darkness. And we've lost our effectiveness for You. And Lord, I pray that today that we would just humble our spirits and we would let Your light be renewed in us today so that we can go forth and let it shine in this dark world. God, this is Your time. May Your will be done. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.